Day 75. I can understand you perfectly well.
I got to thinking the other day, Marta, about this device we call punctuation.
Oh, and what prompted it?
Well, I overheard a woman say, "It's hard to understand him when he speaks. He doesn't punctuate."
And what do you think she meant, Patrick?
That the guy doesn't separate his words when he speaks.
You mean wishing that the guy wouldn't run his words together?
Well, yes, but...
Or wishing he would identify his punctuation?
What do you mean?
Okay, think about it. So, do we ever talk about punctuation of language, spoken language? I mean, imagine somebody repeating what we're saying here as, "So, comma, do we ever talk, underlined, about punctuation of language, colon, spoken language, question mark?
That'd be pretty silly, I guess.
So why don't we talk like this?
First of all, because it would be confusing and impossibly cumbersome, trying to separate the language words from the punctuation words. But second, because we don't have to.
Why?
Why? Because spoken language has other ways of doing what punctuation does in written language.
Like what? Maybe shouting exclamation point instead of just saying it?
Very funny, Marta. Actually, I think you can do more with your voice and speaking than you can with punctuation in writing.
Yes. Want to elaborate?
Sure. Take something in writing like the song title, "What is this thing called love?" In speaking, it could be, "What is this thing called love?" Or, "What is this thing called love?" Or, "What? Is this thing called love?"
Nice. What you're representing is the different intonation of three different versions, which you can only approximate in writing. Want to try?
Sure. The first one we already have. The second would be maybe... two. What is this thing called love? And the third, something like... three. What is this thing called love?
And what about the questions themselves? I mean, what kinds?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember the terms. One and two are WH questions. Three is a yes-no question.
But what about the what in three?
What here isn't asking a question. It's sort of an exclamation. The actual question is what follows.
So what about the different intonations among the three?
Well, the yes-no question, "Is this thing called love?" has rising intonation. The WH questions, 1 and 2, have level or falling intonation. Okay? Oh, and the comma in 2 reflects the pause in the spoken version.
Sounds pretty good, Patrick.
I read somewhere about writing being simply speech that's transcribed. After all this, I think that's a bit misleading.
In what way?
Well, for one thing, speech is like continuous sound. I mean, we don't even think about separating words when we speak.
Yes, we wouldn't even want to. Might even make it more difficult to understand. If you look at a spectrograph of a conversation, for example, it shows very little break in the stream of speech. But I interrupted.
Well, how about if I say that no amount of punctuation in written language can fully capture the tremendous variety and subtlety of spoken language? It's almost like two kinds of language.
Mind if I quote you?
P.S. 15. Anthropophony and Psychometer.